We introduced you to this young lady just about a year ago. Allie Lucen's in that Hartford area, and she is a gal that took it upon herself to try to create a mechanism for young youth livestock exhibitors, not just in Wisconsin, but across the countryside, to make their way through the pandemic and still stay involved with their animals and exhibiting. Allie, let's go back to last year. Tell them a little bit about what you created in a virtual world that really got a lot of young people from all across the United States excited, still giving them a chance to show. Explain what you did.
Yeah, so last year, myself and my family, we started the Corona Kicker Livestock Show. So what that was is just a virtual livestock show. So the kids would take their animals out into their backyards or wherever they could. They would take like a 90-second video, and then that got sent to us, and we uploaded them and processed them and sorted them and then sent them off to our team of national-level judges who evaluated them for us and then sent back the results and everything. So we ended up getting over 700 head with like 400 exhibitors, and it made $23,000 for us that we got sent back to those kids and then to the 4-H FFA and American Red Cross.
And you pulled that all together in a fairly short time frame, didn't you?
Yeah, so we started thinking about it probably end of March, and then we had the results back to the kids by Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, that's a quick turn, and it was one that was very well received because in light of the pandemic, so many young people had invested so much time and energy in their livestock projects. Just having a place to kind of feature it was important. Now, here we are in 2021, getting more shots in the arm, seeing more events that are coming back online, but Allie, that's not stopping you. Tell me a little bit about where you're headed this year to try to keep some of this momentum going.
Yeah, we decided to actually step away from the virtual world. So I think everybody's had enough of Zoom calls and recording things and emails and all that. So we decided to go in person, back to the traditional way of showing livestock. So we booked the Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds for the weekend of May 21st and 22nd. For kids in southeastern Wisconsin and across the Midwest to get their cattle up into an actual show.
Now, is this a jackpot as well?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what, for people that are listening that say, wow, May, that's nice and quick. I can get a little experience, get my animal evaluated before maybe some of the other shows that are coming up. Explain to them what they need to know about getting involved with this jackpot.
So for our outreach, we just have a Facebook page right now. It's the Southeast Elite Livestock Show. On there, we have our forms for sponsorships, for registering, and for merchandise purchase. With that, there's also the judge announcement, our judge is Kobe Tabor. There's more information about hotels and the fairgrounds itself and stalling and all that kind of stuff. So anything you need to know about the show is posted on our Facebook page, and if you can't find it, then we are more than happy to answer any questions.
You said Southeast Elite is the name of the Facebook page?
Yes.
All right, Allie Lucen along with us. Like she said, it started last year in light of the pandemic, a definite desire to make sure that young people were having an avenue where they could still show their livestock, still receive some critical feedback from judges. She created that last year and is following through with a live show again this year. Tell them a little bit about the results last year, Allie. I mean, from very humble beginnings, you had a lot of interaction with a lot of different people. Tell me what you learned about trying to coordinate that virtual jackpot last year.
Well, before I started doing the jackpot, like whenever there was an issue in the industry, you never saw a kid solving it. It was pretty much an adult's world, and adults solved all the issues. But I didn't feel like adults knew what it was like in our shoes to not be able to take out the animals and to do all those things with them. So I decided to take the lead as a 15-year-old then, and give that opportunity to those kids. And it was so well respected. I didn't expect so many people to be so supportive. And I learned that I also can't do everything myself either. It was a lot of work to get that done. And it was pretty stressful to pretty much run a one-man band for that. So I learned that for this, I need to ask for help and I need to have people on my team. So I have a committee to help with this show, and it's no longer just one person. It's a team effort.
But she's the spark plug that got it going. Now, how many animals do you expect or anticipate for this Southeast Elite that will be at the Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds in May?
We are hoping for at least 100. We've had the registration forms out for 2 weeks now, and we have, I believe, 7 had registered, but I'm not stressing out because there are a lot of shows that are being offered up for the spring for Wisconsin, which is amazing. So people are just trying to get their plans together before they go ahead and register for anything.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to help her out. Allie Lucen along with us. She is a young lady in Southeast Wisconsin by Hartford that basically, through her own pure will, got a virtual jackpot show started last year as an alternative for kids caught in the pandemic. This year, she pivots to go to a face-to-face experience at the Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds. Again, as she said, on Facebook, all you have to do is look for Southeast Elite Show, and you'll be able to get registered, find more of the details about the show, and I'm sure we'll be visiting with Allie Lucen again.